USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is speaking out for the first time after it became known that he helped broker a plea deal for sex offender and wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein in 2008.
Epstein got an ultimatum: plead guilty to a charge that would require jail time and registration, or face federal charges.
Acosta, who was the U.S. attorney in Florida at that time, also says
they brought these charges based on new evidence against Jeffrey Epstein, who is now a registered sex offender, and this is a very, very good thing.
On Wednesday, President Trump signs an executive order aimed at revamping the nation's organ transplant and kidney dialysis systems.
Roughly 100,000 Americans are currently awaiting a kidney donation. Many, many people are dying while they wait.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The numbers regarding how many people were arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border are out for the month of June, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at them.
Federal immigration officials say there was a noticeable drop in the number of people detained at the southern border last month. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and he says it's too early to start celebrating that.
It reached certainly epic proportions. Some of that has eased in June. The numbers dropped down to about 104,000.
He was speaking to Fox and Friends. There are still tens of thousands of migrants and asylum seekers being held at facilities all along the border.
A federal appeals court is dismissing a lawsuit against President Trump that alleged he has violated emolument clauses in the U.S. Constitution. The court said President Trump is not illegally profiting from foreign interests at his luxury hotel in Washington, D.C. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game took place on Tuesday with the American League winning 4-3 over the National League. Now the American League will now have the home field advantage in the World Series. Hall of Fame pitcher John Smoltz played 22 years in Major League Baseball and is an 8-time All-Star. He shares with Fox News what it's like to be named to that All-Star team.
It's amazing. You know, it's like you get an appreciation for your peers, and it feels like you've checked in. Like when you play baseball as long as most of these guys will play, there's an admiration level that's unmatched. Yeah, some guys would say the 3 days off would be nice, but there's nothing like putting on a uniform representing your city, coming against the guys that you compete against all year for one night to showcase your talents. You get announced to opening day. When you get to All-Star Game and get announced, there's something special about it. And so each league does have a lot of pride.
And regarding all the young people stepping up in Major League Baseball today,
there's never been more prepared young players to make an impact right away. And so I'm in awe of the talent. I'm in awe of their preparation, and they're not afraid of the moment. Any other industry that you would just step in and try to make an impact would be much more difficult, but they're getting used to it. And the good and the bad is they're playing so much young that they're able in showcase games to handle it. And the bad is it brings in a lot more risk for injury. So I sit in a booth. I marvel at the talent. I marvel at the power and the rawness that this game has. And it's in good hands when you think about 20-year-old, 21-year-olds coming here and doing what they're doing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.